Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming out on this Sunday. Nice weather, right? It's hard to go inside when we know what's coming. But luckily it's dry here for now. Anyway, we're really very happy to be back here. It's been, I think, about 8 or 9 years and such a great space. So thanks for joining us. Before we continue, I want to introduce these great musicians that I have with me. On piano is Luis Perdomo. Jason Palmer on trumpet. Sam Sadagursky on bass clarinet and alto sax. And I'm sure all of you recognize him from the incessant commercials of the band's Visit. He's the one with the sunglasses playing clarinet. You've seen them, I haven't yet seen it, but I hear it's amazing, but he's on TV all the time anyway in the commercials. And it's Chris Comer on French horn. It's your claim to fame now, Sam, right? Brad Shepik on guitar. Jeff Hirschfield on drums. And Zach Lober on bass. And we started out with a tune which is actually not on the new record that we're celebrating, though we're going to continue with all the music from that. But it was from our last CD, which was called In This Life. And I sort of decided we have a few tours coming up that I would sort of sandwich the whole concert with, starting with a piece which was originally written by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, and end with a piece of his that I arranged. And so the first piece you heard was a piece of a melody from one of his pieces called The Game. And it's really kind of how I started this journey in this direction before. I started the septet in 99 and really sort of was focusing on classically influenced music. And after being so fortunate to tour in South Asia a few times, in India and Nepal and Bangladesh and all over there, I just fell in love with the music, which I had loved before that, but particularly Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, who was really instrumental in bringing Qawwali music to the West. And he had collaborated with people like Peter Gabriel and Ry Cooder and several other people. And in fact, was supposed to do something with Michael Jackson, but then he passed, so that didn't happen. But anyway, that was a piece of his. So we're going to take a departure now and continue with a couple of pieces that have more of a sort of a Jewish Middle Eastern influence. And in fact, the next piece we're going to do is a piece that I wrote just after my father passed called Song Without Words. And it turns out today is 5th anniversary of that, so it seems appropriate. And so this is Song Without Words.
Thank you. Thank you.
So this next piece is called From the Well, and one of the trumpet players that plays in my band usually, and we're lucky to have Jason tonight, is Amir El-Safar, who has done quite a bit of study in Egypt and a lot of Middle Eastern music. And so we kind of co-wrote this piece based on scale that was sort of common to both Makam and Jewish music, and actually even South Asian music. So this is called From the Well. Thank you. Jason Palmer. Thank you. So, as I mentioned before, I'm very lucky to go to Nepal. In fact, I've been there twice, and was there both times for a jazz festival called the Jazzmandu Kathmandu Jazz Festival. Not an oxymoron, I promise you. But I really fell in love with the place and became very close friends with the person who organized it, who's also a wonderful percussionist, vocalist, drummer, who actually plays on my recording. And that was a test. You know, having been there both times for a couple of weeks and gotten to know people and just, you know, seeing the sights after this percussionist who led, organized the festival, his name is Naveen Chetri, and he's come over to the States every few years, and he put a band together of some of the musicians that have come over there, and so we've played over here as well. And after the earthquake that they had in 2015, I got together with some of the people that went there and played with him, and we organized a big benefit concert at Le Poisson Rouge to raise money. And right about that time, I got commissioned by the Rubin Museum to perform with the band there, and they ask you to write a piece based on an exhibit that's going on there. So, of course, I went over there, and one of the exhibits was honoring Nepal, because it was right after the earthquake. So I picked this really beautiful painting of Shiva and had many conversations with my friend Naveen about how to go about doing this and kind of how to honor him and what perhaps scales were associated with Shiva and about Shiva, who it seemed really appropriate as a way to honor Nepal, because Shiva is the largest, biggest deity and represents destruction and renewal and dance. And so we're going to do a three-part suite, and then we'll take a short break. And this is Shiva Suite. The first movement is the earthquake. The second movement is renewal. Renewal, yep. And the third is contemplation. Yes. And actually, just before I forget, we have CDs for sale, if you like, at the bar. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luis Perdomo. Jason Palmer. Chris Comer. Sam Sadagurski. Brad Shepard. Jeff Hirschfield, and Zach Lober. We're gonna take about a 10 and 15 minute break at the most, and we'll be back with another set for you. So please enjoy the drinks and CDs, and we'll see you in a minute.